from 5 continents. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Kami, putra dan putri Indonesia, mengaku berbangsa satu, bangsa Indonesia. Kami, putra dan putri Indonesia, mengaku ketanah air satu, tanah air Indonesia. Putra dan putri Indonesia, menjunjung tinggi bahasa persatuan, bahasa Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Jaga dulu jarak kita, jika tak ingin akhirnya kau menangis lagi. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat. Coba kau rasakan lagi. lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, sakit sebelumnya masih ku rasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jangan terlalu kau dekat, jangan buat terikat. Coba kau rasakan lagi. Mungkin kau dapat perannya, tapi hanya sebagai bayang-bayangnya saja. Jangan minta jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Sakit sebelumnya masih ku rasa. Beri waktu hingga aku mampu lupakan semua. Jatuh cinta, luka lama ku juga belum reda. Beri dulu aku waktu untuk sembuh sendirinya. Oh, bukan ku tak jatuh cinta, lelah ulang kesalahan yang sama. Ku ingin kita jalani cinta, ku ingin kita jalani cinta tanpa tergesa, tanpa tergesa.
Food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch. Lunch at the sea. Many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, another favorite. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
VOI listeners and viewers, it's time for me to give you a quote of the day from Indonesia's first president, Sukarno, who once said, "Give me 10 youths and I will shake the world." This quote reflects his belief in the power of young people to drive significant change and progress.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah.
the globe. Can't help but think of the times I've had with you. Itches and some memories will have to help me through. State line, miles away from those I love, hope is hard to find.
Borobudur and its surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it, true happiness. Look at their faces. In this empty hallway, it's like we are invited to appease ourselves before we see all the collection inside. As one of the biggest art collector in Indonesia, he will astonish you with his painting collection. Here you can get genuine tranquility while tasting delicacy dishes. Did you see a small version of the Borobudur? It's so wonderful. You can pass the time by conversing heart to heart. Enjoy the nightfall. Sponge oneself. Enjoy the motionless solitude. Enjoy the nature. Meditate. Feel the mood of the water. Dancing with your free thoughts. And express bless your soul. Feel their honorable greeting. One of the reasons why you will want to come back here again someday. A unique story that you can see the chronicle story in chronological order if you walk in a clockwise direction. The Borobudur Temple becomes the center of all the beauty surrounding it. A spiritual experience that's different and you can never find in any other temple on earth. Even come here dozens of times won't be enough because of its indescribable beauty. Never change.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Here is news from Indonesia, precisely from Jakarta, that will once again hold the Formula E electric car race, or E-Prix, on June 21, 2025. Chairman of the Indonesian Motor Association, Bambang Susatyo, stated, "This event will further strengthen Jakarta's image as a sustainable global city." This time, the Jakarta E-Prix brings new enthusiasm, and he assessed that Jakarta's success in organizing the previous E-Prix has strengthened its reputation as a reliable host. That was news from Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Apa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, berlarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap. sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kembali dan tertawa. Istriku. Religions create the cornerstones of life. It is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folk tales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries, yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Shopping is meaningful. See world-famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts. Never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta.
Indonesia.
Gorontalo, a province which was established in 2000, is known as the Hidden Paradise. It is in the hidden heaven that Kampung Torosiaje or Torosiaje Village is found, where Bajo tribe lives. After 8 hours of journey from the city of Gorontalo, we arrive in Torosiaje Pier. We continue our journey by boat to Torosiaje Village, which lies on Tomini Bay. The boat passes through under wooden corridor and people's houses. We then cross through corridors in the form of wooden bridge connecting silt houses, which are arranged like the letter U. Zenonte, community figure of Torosiaje Village, explained how to build a stilt house on new water.
Cara bangun rumah ini gotong royong juga. Tetap gotong royong, panggil teman-teman untuk membangun rumah.
We built the house together, calling fans to build the houses. But basically, the house making begins with pole. We used to use mangrove wood. Even the land was full of houses, but now it is prohibited. Now people use mountain wood. It even can last for 20 years.
Since its first coming to Torosiaje in 1901, Bajo tribe has always been living on the water, as stated by the head of hamlet in Torosiaje, Akbar Arsyad.
Kalau menurut dari orang-orang tua, katanya orang Bajo ini dikenal dengan istilah pelaut. Jadi orang tua itu dulu masih ada yang ingat.
Elder people said that Bajo tribe is known as a sailor, so they still remember that in 1901, the tribe entered the village. There was no house in this Torosiaje village until that time, because Bajo people are known to live on boat. We called it living in Lepa. Later, in 1930s, 7 buildings were built, but the village was not definitive yet. In the 60s, it became a definitive village.
Head of custom, Sandre, revealed the history of this village.
Kalau desa kami ini awalnya sejak tahun 1901. Jadi,
our village has been established since 1901. It is called Torosiaje, as it derives from the word Siaje, which is the name of the first inhabitant, while Toro in Bajo language means cape. So Siaje refers to the first inhabitant, who is from Bone. It all began in 1901. In the Japanese colonial era, in 1943 to 1945, in the Proclamation of Independence, this village has been established. Many Bajo people were already here.
Zenonte, local community figure, explained that the development of Torosiaje village began in 1982.
Kalau dulu itu sih ada sebagian orang Bajo itu ke darat, mungkin juga ada yang di darat.
Some of Bajo people moved to the land. In 1982, there was a settlement to bring this village to the land. Some has moved to the land. So Torosiaje is divided in three: Torosiaje Induk, Torosiaje Jaya, and Bumi Bahari. They are all from the same region. They are from this main village, Torosiaje.
Bajo tribe is a nomadic tribe which is found not only in Torosiaje, but also in Kalimantan, Nusa Tenggara, Java, and overseas, like the Philippines. Head of hamlet in Torosiaje village, Akbar Arsyad, told us about the legend behind the spreading of Bajo tribe.
Karena memang alur sejarah dulu itu katanya orang Bajo, ini kan ada kehilangan Putri Papu, istilahnya Putri Raja.
Historically, Bajo people lost Putri Papu or Crown Princess. It made Bajo tribes spread in very long. It made Bajo tribes spread in every cross, not only in Gorontalo, but also in Pagimana, Banggai, Jaya, and even overseas like the Philippines. Throughout the coast, we can find Bajo people because, according to history, they spread to find the princess. Elder people said that the king did not allow them to go back home if the people did not find his daughter, this princess. So the tribe lived permanently. Some live in Gorontalo, in Kendari, in Bengkay.
Bajo tribe in Torosiaje still maintains traditional ritual as revealed by the custom head, Sandri.
Kalau ritualnya adat itu ada 11 macam saya rasa. Karena itu tergantung daripada penyakit. Biasa keteguran dari penghuni lautnya, lain adatnya. Keteguran dari penghuni batu, lain adatnya.
There are 11 kinds of traditional ritual, I guess. It depends on the disease. It is usually warning from the sea inhibitor, the estuary inhibitor. It all causes the disease. If people in our village are sick, but they do not recover yet after seeing the doctor, we have cultural medical treatment. This village has traditional ritual if the villagers are hit by disease like diarrhea, chickenpox, but we do not do it if situation in the village is safe. So this traditional ritual depends on the village safety. Then we have ritual to go to the sea. Before going to sea, we hold traditional ritual for sea inhibitors, invisible inhibitors to avoid backlog, heavy stream, typhoon, big wave, and many more.
Since 2006, the regional government has set Torosiaje as a tourism village. This traditional ritual can attract tourists to visit Torosiaje. The development of Torosiaje as a tourism village also gives positive effect to local people, as said by Ahmad Muhammad, fisherman in Torosiaje.
Di sini wisata itu kita sudah bagus. Tadinya kan dari desa belum teratur. Sekarang kita sudah jadi para wisata.
Here the tourism is good. It used to be not really organized. Now this village has become tourism village. The government has arranged things. There are also tourism programs that make the village lively. It used to be quiet. The village was not like this. Once tourism program was unveiled and the government's program ran, public transportation operates well. We no longer use boat to cross from house to house because now we have a bridge. We are free to walk anywhere. It's all because the government's program.
Despite various facilities provided like education, health, worship, and electricity in Torosiaje village, people in this village still complain about one thing, which is water, as revealed by Akbar Arshad as hamlet head in Torosiaje.
Kalau fasilitas yang ada di sini ini, dari segi pendidikan ada, dari kesehatan juga sudah ada. Cuma yang bikin kendala kita di sini ini terus terang.
Facilities in this village are complete from education to health. But to be honest, one thing that still becomes obstacle and makes our life hard is fresh water. Actually, the state tap water company provided water, but it hasn't worked well for 2 years. That's why people pray for the smooth water flow, because it is so uncomfortable, right? Water is an urgent daily need.
Clean water is a daily need which is highly important to support life. As a tribe that has been known to be familiar with water, and they even live on the water, hopefully Bajo tribe in Torosiaje will not find it hard to get fresh water as the source of life anymore.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special, Through the song, Rio Kleppi celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
Petik untuknya dalam kemudian ku petik untuknya.
Padaku, katakan, bila ada yang membuat kau ragukan aku, isyaratkan aku. Bila kau memang mau untuk menjadi milikku. Setiap kali ku menatapmu, kau memberi arti untukku. Mungkinkah kau wanita untukku? Setiap kali ku bersamamu, semua terasa indah bagiku. Dan ku tahu
Newsline. Indonesian Ministry of Environment will officially launch its international carbon trading platform on Monday, January 20. Indonesian Minister of Environment Hani Faisal Nurofik stated, the initiative is part of Indonesia's commitment to the Paris Agreement established during the 2015 Conference of the Parties or COP21. The Indonesia Stock Exchange or IDX will operate the platform known as IDX Carbon. Ahead of its launch, Hanif told Tempo on Saturday, January 18, preliminary estimates for carbon pricing suggesting a minimum price of $8 per ton. Now we have Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture that continues to strengthen farmer institutions in increasing agricultural productivity by optimizing the application of smart farming technology to support sustainable modern agriculture. Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman said smart farming methods can be improved by utilizing sophisticated technology such as agricultural sensors, Internet of Things, and artificial intelligence to monitor plant conditions in real time. That's Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.